In this week's Sedra, Ki Tisa, the beginning of the parasha begins with still construction of the Mishkan, instructions for the construction of the Mishkan. We learn about the spices for the Ketores, the spices for the Shaman HaMishcha. We learn further instructions regarding Shabbos, for Shamu B'nai Yisrael Shabbos, Sosos Shabbos in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa. However, what I want to speak about is something related to Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, the infamous sin of the golden calf, appears in this week's parasha. And the people, just a few days after Matan Torah, they sin, relatively few days, 40 days after Matan Torah, and anticipating that Moshe should come down from the mountain before he actually comes down from the mountain, they panic, they gather around Aaron, they demand that he make an Egel HaZahav. Aaron tells them, bring your gold, and they throw this into the fire, and out emerges an Egel HaZahav, which they worship when Moshe comes down from the mountain, bearing these two stone tablets, the Luchos. He throws them down. Anyway, Moshe has to go and daven that Kosh Baruch Hu should not destroy the people. Kosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the people and start a new nation for Moshe. And it's at this point in Parshas Ki Tisa that we are introduced to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim for the first time. Moshe will go up and daven for the people again. So I'm going to quote from Perek Lamed Dalet. Okay, and right after the appearance of the declaration of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pesukim Vav through Zion, I'm going to begin in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pesuk Ches. So Moshe says, Vayimahir Moshe hurried, Vayikod Arza Vishtachu, he bowed his head towards the ground to prostrate himself, and then Pesuk Tes, Vayomer, what is Moshe's defense of the Bnei Yisrael? Vayomer, Imnamatza Sichein Beinecha, and Moshe says, and now, if I found favor in your eyes, Hashem, Yeilech Na Hashem Bekerbeinu, Hashem, could go, please go in our midst, Ki An Kshei Orefu, because it is a stiff-necked people, V'salach Tal Avoneinu, and therefore you should forgive our sins, Ulechat Hoseinu, and our iniquities, and make us a portion, make us your portion. So how do we understand this? And this is what I want to speak about. Moshe's defense of the Bnei Yisrael is that Hashem should save us. He should go in our midst and not destroy us. Why? Ki am kshei orafu. Moshe is telling God we're stiff-necked people. Is that a defense of the Bnei Yisrael? Is that a compliment of the Bnei Yisrael? Is that a reason for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to save us? Because we are a stiff-necked people. In fact, that's what Hashem says to Moshe earlier in Parshas Ki Tisa at the time of the sin, and Perek Lamed Beis, right in the aftermath of the making of the Egel, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Tes, Hashem says to Moshe, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Ve'isi Hashem Hazeh, V'hine, Am Kshei Orv here. God is not complimenting us. Hashem says to Moshe, I've seen these people, and they are stiff-necked people, and leave me, my wrath will flare against them, I will annihilate them, I'll make you into a great nation. That's what Hashem says to Moshe, but Pesukim immediately following the construction and worship of Egel. And now Moshe is defending the people, and he says, oh, you know, you should really go in our midst, you really should not destroy us, because we are a stiff-necked people. What on earth is Moshe saying that is a defense of the Bnei Yisrael? So how do we understand this? So I want to quote from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Zichrono Levracha, who brings us a number of different opinions, and we will read through this together, learn through this together. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs says, how can Moshe invoke the people's obstinacy, as their stubbornness, their stiff-neckedness, is the very reason for God to maintain his presence? What is the meaning of Moshe's, may the Lord go amongst us, because it is a stiff-necked people? The commentators, he says, offer a variety of interpretations. Rashi says the word ki means if. If they are stiff-necked people, then forgive them. Ibn Ezra and Chizkuni read it although or despite, af al pi. Af al pi, even though they are stiff-necked people, go in their midst. Alternatively, suggests Ibn Ezra, the verse might be read, I admit they are a stiff-necked people. Therefore, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. Says Rabbi Sachs, these are straightforward readings. So Rashi says it means if they're stiff-necked, then forgive them. Says Ibn Ezra and Chizkuni, even though af al pi they're stiff-necked, you should forgive them. So that's the Ibn Ezra and Chizkuni. Or the Ibn Ezra offers a different pshat. I admit, moda ani, it is a stiff-necked people. Therefore, please forgive our wickedness. So I admit, what you said is correct. What you said to me back in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Tes is correct. They're stiff-necked, but please forgive us. However, then he quotes the Ramban, Nachmanides. Nachmanides takes a different approach, and the Ramban says, this is to be understood in its literal sense. God is to go in their midst because they are stiff-necked people. For now that the Holy One, blessed be he, has become reconciled with them, his presence amongst those who are stiff-necked will be better than that of an angel. For he, God, will want to increase the blessings upon the people, since they are his people, his children, his inheritance. At a time of goodwill, it is better for them that the divine glory go with them, because they are a stiff-necked people. And he would more readily show grace and mercy to them because they are his servants. This is very beautiful. How does Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks explain this passage of Nachmanides? For the Ramban, it is precisely the waywardness of Israel that requires the close attention of God himself over an angel, like a rebellious child for whom the kindest cure is the attentive concern of a loving parent. His comment anticipates a famous and audacious prayer of the Hasidic master of Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev, the great Berdichev, the greatest defender of Am Yisrael. And he quotes the prayer of Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev, Lord of the universe, I want to propose a deal. We have many sins. You, God, have much forgiveness. Let us exchange our sins for your forgiveness. And if you should say this is not a fair exchange, then my reply is, if we had no sins, God, what would you do with your forgiveness? Tremendous. Or maybe it's of me, Berdichev. Master of the universe, I want to propose a deal. We have many sins. You, much forgiveness. Let's make an exchange. Our sins for your forgiveness. And if you, God, will say, Levi Yitzchak, this is not a fair exchange. Then my reply is, God, if we had no sins, what would you do with your forgiveness? So these are the pshatim of Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and Chizkuni. If, despite the fact, alternatively, the Ibn Ezra says, it's true, I admit we're stiff-necked, like you charged us, but forgive us nonetheless. The Nachmanides, the Ramban, says differently. He says, specifically because they're stiff-necked, Moshe is saying, we need you in our midst. Only a loving parent continues to love and tolerate a child who is misbehaving. An angel, an emissary, might have had it with us and might destroy us, but you, Akash Baruch Hu, are Malei Rachamim, know that sometimes children don't behave as they should, but a parent never loses their love for their child. So the Nachmanides, the Ramban, says that's specifically why Moshe says God has to go against amongst us, specifically because we are stiff-necked. No one else but our parent is going to want to take care of us. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to illustrate that, he brings us the beautiful tefillah of Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev. But now Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks quotes an alternative, an additional interpretation. There is, however, says Rabbi Sacks, another far more striking line of interpretation that can be traced across the centuries. In the 20th century, in the 1900s, it was given expression by Rav Yitzchak Nissenbaum. The argument attributed to Moshe was this, and there's a footnote, no, not a footnote, after Rabbi Sacks quotes the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Nissenbaum, he points out that this Rabbi Nissenbaum lived and died in the Warsaw Ghetto. Hashem yinkom damo. Keeping this in mind, which Rabbi Sacks says gives added poignancy to his words. Rav Yitzchak Nissenbaum proposed something else. Almighty God, Moshe was saying, look upon this people with favor, because what is now their greatest vice will one day be their most heroic virtue. They are indeed an obstinate people. When they have everything to thank you for, they complain. Mere weeks after hearing your voice, they made a golden calf. But just as now they are stiff-necked in their disobedience, one day they will be equally stiff-necked in their loyalty to you. Nations will call upon them to assimilate, but because they're stiff-necked, they will refuse. Mightier religions will urge them to convert, but because they are Am Kshei Orf, they will resist. It is true, these people will suffer humiliation, persecution, even torture and death because of the name they bear and the faith they profess. But they will stay true to the covenant their ancestors, the patriarchs and matriarchs, made with you. They will go to their death saying, Ani Mamin, I believe in the coming of the Messiah, and even though he may tarry, every day I shall wait for him. This is a people awesome in its obstinacy, in their stubbornness, and their stiff-neckedness. And though now it is their failing, there will be times far into the future when it will be their noblest strength. Those are the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Nissenbaum, who lived and died, says Rabbi Sacks, in the Warsaw Ghetto. Keeping this in mind, says Rabbi Sacks, it gives added power. It is even more moving because of where he lived and where he died. Nissenbaum is saying, Hashem yikom damo, that it's true, now they're stiff-necked, and they use it. It's a disparagement. It's not a positive. They sinned in their stubbornness. My mother was saying, Hashem, don't give up on them. Because the same midah that right now is being used for the negative, through the centuries will be used for the positive. When they are called upon to assimilate, when they are called upon to convert, they will refuse and resist because I'm Ksheyov. Even when they are humiliated by the Ummah Olam, even when they are persecuted by Shubhan Malchus, even under torture and death because of the name of God that they bear and the faith they profess, they will stay true to the covenant that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov made with Hashem. This is a people awesome in the midah of Anshei Oef. And even if it is their failing now, there will be times far into the future where it will be their greatest strength. Something powerful to keep in mind. Forgive them because they are stiff-necked people, said Moses. Because a time will come when that stubbornness will not be a tragic failing, but a noble and defiant loyalty, concludes Rabbi Sacks. And so it was, and so it came to be. I wish everybody a besuras tovos, a successful, positive, wonderful day. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Kol Tov to all.